This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Left-wing protesters are laying siege to ICE offices. That's Immigration, Customs Enforcement, all across the nation. They are engaged in now what can only be called pushing an invasion of America. Think about their premise is that no nation has any right to defend its borders, or at least that America doesn't in their minds. They might say that Canada does, and maybe France does, and maybe Mexico does, but that America doesn't, and that they have equated border patrol and border enforcers and immigration enforcers with Nazis? Wait a second. The Nazis invaded other countries. The Nazis invaded Poland, and the Nazis invaded Italy, and the Nazis invaded France, and so on. People weren't fleeing to get into Nazi Germany. The Nazis were invading and mass murdering people, and those nations had a right to defend themselves, like the French Resistance in World War II, for example, or Russia at Stalingrad and many other battles in World War II. Sovereign nations have a right to defend themselves, and if you don't believe that, as leftists don't, they're insane. They have no standing from which to engage in public debate on any issue of national security or immigration. If you don't think that a country has the right to protect its borders, then you don't understand how the world works. And leftists are saying ban ICE or destroy ICE. They're saying that ICE has no right to exist, that anyone who walks into the border has a right to suddenly become an American and vote and receive welfare and receive Social Security and all these benefits and a driver's license. That's what leftists are now demanding. That's why they're so dangerous. And we are reaching a point here where we've got to declare this to be a national emergency as a nation. President Trump must declare a national emergency, and he must deploy the military on the border, and he must deploy the National Guard to protect ICE offices all across this country, and frankly, start arresting these siege protesters who are interfering with federal functions that defend our nation. They need to be arrested and charged with serious crimes. Perhaps domestic terrorism if they're involved in violence, which many of them are. They are impeding America's ability to defend its own borders, which is a basic sovereign right. It's the most fundamental sovereign right of any nation, is to defend your borders. These leftists, they are waging war. There's no other way to put it now. It's not an exaggeration or hyperbole. They are waging war on America. And perhaps we need to define them as enemy combatants. They are waging war. They're carrying out warfare, open warfare against America. They are trying to overrun this nation with leftists. And of course, they want to overrun the White House. They want to murder President Trump. How many of them have called for the murder of our president? They want to silence and shout down every conservative and every pro-Trump individual. I mean, we're talking about a deranged, lunatic, lawless mob that is now an invading enemy force or complicit in the invasion of America. It is time to deploy the military at our border, and it's time to arrest and prosecute these domestic terrorists. It's interesting to me that the way that we will lose our country, if we end up losing it, is because good people sat back and did nothing. Good people stayed silent, and they said, oh, it's not that big a deal, or it's not my job, or it's none of my business, or my favorite one. Oh, I'm just trying to be positive. Well, guess what? Your country's being invaded. Your lands are being overrun. Your government has been infiltrated and overtaken by deep state swamp creatures who now occupy every level of the FBI, the DOJ, the State Department, the IRS, you name it. we've practically been overrun already. It's just that you didn't know all of it until Trump became president and the evil left ripped its mask off its face and just revealed itself for what it really is. Total gun confiscation, the mass murder of conservatives and President Trump, open borders, flooding America with illegals. Basically, communism. Communism with an authoritarian government. That's what the left wants. It is warfare. It's warfare against America. And this is why when people like Maxine Waters go out there, and she said, in essence, she's encouraging people to aggressively confront Trump supporters in public places, at gas stations, at restaurants, at malls, and other places. She is inciting violence on the streets of America. She is inciting what could escalate into civil war. She is complicit in the overrunning of America with illegal foreign nationals. That's called an invasion. It's an enemy invasion of your nation. People like Maxine Waters, need to be arrested. She is not just a criminal against America. She's insane. She's deranged. She is a lunatic against America, a lunatic criminal. How people keep voting her into Congress is one of the great mysteries of the collapse of a constitutional republic, if you ask me. But there needs to come a day when we, the people, actually stand up. And, I mean, we're past it, actually, as far as I'm concerned. I've been screaming about this for a couple of years. And now a lot of people are waking up and starting to see, oh, my God, you were right. I didn't know it was this bad. I didn't know the left was this deranged. I didn't know things were going to get this crazy. And here they are. Now you're about to lose your nation. Literally, the left is trying to shut down immigration enforcement offices nationwide and trying to shame all federal employees who work in immigration enforcement or border enforcement or, you know, border patrol, trying to shame them into quitting. They're trying to dox them all. They are trying to say that America has no right to detain anyone who crosses our border. Really? This is the position of the left. It's an insane position. It's pure insanity. And yet that is what they have become. And mark my words, they intend to escalate this into a shooting war. The left wants a civil war. They want blood in the streets. They want chaos. They want lawlessness because they don't believe in any laws. And they know that if America is a nation where people follow the law, then the immigrants get rejected, you know, the illegal immigrants, I should say. Then the aliens who commit crimes in cities like San Francisco would get arrested. You know, the left doesn't want laws to be enforced because when laws are enforced, the left loses. They can only win by sowing mass chaos and discord and by causing an escalation of hatred into kinetic warfare, shootings, blood on the streets. This is what they want. This is what Antifa has been spearheading on the left. They want massive chaos. And I've said before, and I'll say it again, to those leftists, be careful what you ask for. Because if you get what you're asking for, you will be slaughtered in the streets by people defending their nation. You will be slaughtered if you invoke violence and escalate this to kinetic warfare with all of your aggression and all of your attempted murder and calls for murder and all of your terrorist activities. I tell you, when the American people who love their nation and are defending their nation, when they are fully awake and activated, you left-wing domestic terrorists, you illegal, law-breaking, MS-13 gang-promoting morons, you will be slaughtered in the streets if you continue to push this to the point of the American people being activated. You need to be careful what you're asking for, because you are totally incapable of winning the chaos that you are causing. And yet you're too stupid to know it because you're all, frankly, you're morons. You are pathetic, weak-minded, weak-bodied morons. And your only weapons are lawlessness and outrage and verbal assaults. And you do not want to take this to the next level. And I don't either, frankly. I don't want to see blood in the streets, but you do. I just warn you that if you want to see blood in the streets and you activate the American people to defend their nation, that blood is probably going to be your own. So be careful what you ask for. Defend our borders, support President Trump, support the law, support our Border Patrol workers, support immigrations and customs, support our ability to defend our nation against these insane, deranged, lunatic leftists who are violent, lawless, idiotic, dangerous, communists and fascists and Marxists. And we have to stop them and turn them back. Deploy the military, defend our nation. And frankly, if the president will not deploy the military, then we have something in this country to defend ourselves against foreign invading forces. And that thing is called the Second Amendment. And the Second Amendment will likely be activated nationwide, and people will use the Second Amendment to defend their nation and defend their lives, their families, their property against these insane, violent aggressors on the left who are deliberately escalating this to a point of civil war, kinetic conflict. That's what they want. Just be careful. Be careful where you push this.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.